thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's oxen cube. Thou shalt not nick post-it notes from work. Thou shalt not perambulate indiscriminately. Thou shalt not defenestrate on a Thursday. Thou shalt not procreate necrophilically. Thou shalt not eat Pringles for breakfast. Thou shalt not steal DVDs from YouTube. Thou shalt not tickle haddock unnecessarily. Thou shalt not operate the microwave while empty. Thou shalt not pick up dog shit and then chuck the bag into a hedge. Words. We all love them, but sometimes we take them for granted. I know you do, but I don't. There are so many words. Perhaps some of your favourites are among these following ones. Flim toty nappy past pass side foldy quad. Plenty help fork sack. Greenty far top silt. Zelt flap. Pinty face pop nasty. Sancto felp cop sockty. Blanco fist shady trench. Plambino fast taut wrinkle. Yelty bib fort hat hence. Gappy host fling tacti tingoidle. Kingsley half pipsy. Moly dat sizey hip. Nailsy party flip housington silty off Actington parp. Sinty freakum tactington tree. Drumpty forb hence. Bookty seekum zesty felch. Tonty feel toptington sidey. Plenumty tea tree pelpsy hipsoid. Chipty tenth foldars. Fringe pop nar topsy feld ha. Pelpy sing toting taunts. Maxi priest elf topside fonsiddle church. Hefty blimp out re pump fondle. Conti pitfall. Neggy sonti fact. Artroy Yetifeld. Weighty plans. Momenty hurt lifty sept. May toasty trotter fest horn. Plempty felch hal toting sept. Nimby pest floaty parsipept. Octango fargy silt. jump totington feisty hard. Palty singe mamsy felt. Primby clang horsey blimp. Twonky filch hippy pip. Factoty hairy silk mart. Blob twat sinky fops. Ashfelt post penty frost hilt. Trouser plenge hokey set. Tenty hinge plopty sedge. Klimpsy melkingham. Fartotum singfy pelp. Plankty parboil bisty. Twanto 50 parp. 12 pip harpo sift. Plee. Silk festy babcock flask. Dranky felpsoy pinkison. Bilp flench hefty pepsing so perp flexty heft. Yuzz. I know what you're thinking. Oh yes, I do. Doing this podcast gives me that power. I know what every single person listening to this and every single person who will ever listen to it during the infinity of time will be thinking and has been thinking. For those of you with an interest in the chronology of the history of the world, these words that I'm speaking now from out of nowhere are being digitally and audiophonically recorded at 4:01 a.m. on the 2nd of December 2015, and this episode will be released a few days after I've finished saying it. You could be listening to this at any point in the future, though not in the past, unless you build or discover or are given a time machine, and for a really inexplicable reason decide to take to accompany your journey into the past, episode 6 of the Midnight Insomnia podcast. I find that massively unlikely. Though having said that, I was listening to a radio program earlier, and apparently you can get this piece of software that allows you to scan the entire internet in 20 minutes. So, if at some point in the future, the technology is developed to build a time machine, which personally I don't think is possible, and neither does Stephen Hawking, and he should know. But if it is possible to build a time machine, then surely it wouldn't just have a radio and a CD player in it. It would have the ability to capture all broadcasts from anywhere in the universe at any time in history. And so, therefore, you probably would have this podcast. Though I have to admit that given immediate, instantaneous access to everything from the entire history of time and space, unless you were listening to everything on shuffle, which would take a long time, the chances of you actively, deliberately choosing to listen to this, or indeed any other episode of this podcast, are really vanishingly small. So you're almost certainly not listening to it in the past, but whoever is listening to this, it will definitely be in the future, although to you it won't be the future, it will be the present. But regardless of that, I know what you're thinking, because you're all thinking the same thing. You're thinking, well, it's now 13 minutes into this episode of the Midnight Insomnia podcast, this one that be episode 6 it be, and he hasn't done anything even vaguely approaching an introduction. He's just gone straight into it. In the beginning, he did that thing that he's done, not in every episode, not in all of the 6, but in at least 3 or 4 of the 6, and even just doing it 3 or 4 times is getting a bit tiresome. And the thing that he did was pour some alcohol into a glass and hold the microphone over the glass to record the sound of the liquid. In some pathetic and very needy attempt to give some kind of atmosphere to this whole venture. It probably won't have come across audiophonically on the microphone, but I did, in a moment of supreme wankiness, also record the sound of me lighting a cigarette. But I don't want that on the podcast anyway, because I'm trying very hard to stop smoking at the moment. Though that which you may have picked up there was the sound of me failing to give up and exhaling some more of this ridiculous carcinogenic shit out of my face. Anyway, you're thinking about the lack of intro, and given that the general rule, though I like to think there are no rules, but you can't have no rules. There have to be some rules, because if you say that there are no rules, then that's a rule. And you have to work really quite hard to avoid rules. So that's, in some sense, more of a rule than just having the normal standard rules. And that's why anarchy is absurd. Some of you are definitely thinking, would it be impolite, or at the very least indecorous, of me to skip all this linguistic nonsense that I'm having to sit through to get to the bit at the end where there's the music? Well, this is very much a podcast of two halves. But if you don't want to listen to the words that are these ones, and the ones that have come before, and the ones that are coming next, whatever they are. Oh yes, it's these ones. Then you don't have to. But if you are listening to these words, which is now really quite a lot of minutes into the podcast, then you are listening, you already have been, and it's episode 6, so unless at the time that you downloaded this one, this is the latest one, and you decided, oh, I'll listen to the latest one first. If you don't like the style of words and things that I'm doing, then you won't have listened this far. But if you do just want to listen to the music, then you could go to my website or iTunes or Amazon or Spotify or Deezer or a really quite large number of other places and find the 50 albums that I've released which are just music and none of this nonsense, and you can listen to them. And if you're one of those increasingly rare nice people who thinks that creative work is worth paying for, then you could even buy some of my albums rather than just, you know, listening to them. Anyway, the point is that, yeah, my music is out there in lots of places. So if you just like the music, then you could do that. Or you could continue listening to this in the hope that there's an exciting item coming up, which there almost certainly possibly might be. Before we continue with the next item or items or ITI, I am aware that I said a date which was about 10 weeks ago and this would be out a few days later. Well, it isn't. It's out now because I got distracted by some things. So, on with the item. And we've had a letter from Taffeta Sheath of Clemency on the Mould. She says, "Dear man, I wish to complain in the strongest possible terms about something or other I experienced recently. A thing I can't remember the nature of forced its way into my brain and made me feel things I don't want to feel. I should not have been subjected to unwanted thoughts put into my head by the liberal satanic conspiracy. I have the right to live in a protective bubble of my own ignorance and fear, and not have paedophile propaganda forced down my throat. I insist that you all stop saying ideas and talking about things immediately. Well, Ms. Sheath, thanks for your letter, but please in future send them to the BBC and not my bloody podcast. And now, because you're worth it, is installment 547 of the Horoscopes. Right guard. A blast from the past will bring back unpleasant memories this weekend and remind you that you really need to do something quite urgently about the state of your fringe. Photons flying into your eyes at literally the speed of light will make you experience some visual phenomena. But don't worry, Keith will be on hand with a relaxing cup of Earl Grey and a rectal thermometer. Bin bags. There is a 90% chance of an event on Tuesday, possibly involving a lactating vicar. Some vicars are women now, so that does work. A delicious bowl of soup goes horribly wrong when Keith makes an unscheduled appearance at the kitchen door, causing you to spill hot liquid onto a passing antelope and severely damage its optic nerve. Plenty of time. An incident in the garden goes badly when Keith unicycles over your foot, causing you to spill hot liquid onto a passing envelope and severely damage its optic nerve. Happier times are ahead, however, as Judith finally has some good news about the crab infestation. Sanctimonious. A brace of pheasant cause problems this week when they come in and fanny about while you're trying to concentrate on removing the lime scale from a troublesome goldfish. The resulting carnage leads to a flooded kitchen, some burnt toast, and 48 broken legs. The pheasants never even apologize. Clandestine. Don't bother with the jam this week. It just isn't going to work because Keith insists on removing his trousers and throwing them at the vicar. In this case, the vicar is a man. When you try to intervene politely, Harriet spoils it by wantonly exploding all over the biscuits, severely impairing the flavour. An unwise theatre trip results in a bruised elbow for Judith and a defenestrated penguin. tech support will be of no help. As usual.
Thank you. Yeah.